morning.
Now, there are apps, more apps, apps and apps and apps from everywhere. So how do you sort of nail it down to just a few apps that you think are ones you should have?
Well, the best I can do is kind of look at the ones that I use the most and I get the most out of, because obviously there's some great apps, but are they actually ones that genuinely kind of contribute to how your day rolls up? And I think I'll give you three quick examples. The first one is Just Watch. Now, this is an app and a website, but in the modern world, Stan, Netflix, Disney, and places you can buy and rent movies, where on earth is something? So you're talking to your mates about watching a TV show or a movie. Where can you watch it? You type it into Just Watch and it tells you this is available for you to watch on Netflix or on Stan or rent it here. So you know where to go to look for something rather than having to search each individual app. So Just Watch is a no-brainer. Second one is Waze. Now, instead of using Google or Apple Maps, I use Waze, and I use it every time I get in the car, even if I'm driving 5 minutes up the road, because it helps contribute to the traffic and the information that Waze has. It's a community app. So the more people on the road using Waze, the better the information. And when you're driving 5 hours or 1 hour, Waze will route you around incidents that you might not know are even there, because your standard daily drive actually has a big accident or problem on it. So Waze is a great way of ensuring you get the best directions every time. And the last one is Google Photos. Google Photos, if you use it on an iPhone or an Android phone, all your photos are uploaded to Google, and they are able to use facial recognition, even identifying objects in photos, so that you can then search your library with great accuracy for people, places, or things. A great way to actually manage your photos.
Wow. Now, I should just go back to that middle one, too, Waze, just because of the telephone, W-A-Z-E. So not Waves, but Waze. Yeah. Fantastic. Hey, that all makes perfect sense to me. And I reckon the better the coverage and the better the usage with the fewer you have, that's got to be a good thing.
Spot on.
Now, the big LG party speaker. Great sound. People are talking it up. Want to be good, though. $549.
Yeah, $550 is a lot to pay for a speaker, but this is a big speaker. I'm talking about a foot and a half tall, so it really sits in the middle of a room or even in the backyard, perfect for having people around. They say 10-hour battery life. That's our only, criticism of it. 10 hours at 50% volume. But in all honesty, this thing is such a booming great speaker. If you had it at 100% volume, the cops are going to get called before 10 hours anyway. So it's probably perfectly placed. $550, as you say, is a good, big amount of money, but it's a good investment if you do enjoy having people around and entertaining and you want a great speaker. That one's from LG. It's called the X-Boom 360 because the sound, 360 degrees all the way around.
Yeah, you know, I was along the same lines as you. I was just thinking if you cranked it up at about 9 or 10 o'clock, 3, 4, 5 in the morning, still going to be going real loud. So, yeah, that's when the knock on the door will come, no question about that. And Telstra, we've talked a bit about them lately, but continuing to update their NBN modem, and that means better Wi-Fi.
Yeah, and I think a lot of people, a lot of customers around Australia, whichever internet provider you're with, have the basic internet modem provided by their provider. They haven't gone to the shops and bought some amazing Wi-Fi network, which I would always recommend for the best Wi-Fi. But if you're just getting what's coming from the telco, the Smart Modem 3 from Telstra, better Wi-Fi, better coverage, better speed through your home, because you pay for great internet coming into the home, but the modem and how that distributes via the Wi-Fi could absolutely compromise the speed in different parts of your home. So the new Smart Modem still has the 4G backup, so if the NBN goes down, but better Wi-Fi, the latest Wi-Fi technology, and that's all for Telstra customers. So if you're on the end of a contract, sign up again and tell them you want the new modem as a part of your deal.
Giddy up. All right, Trev. Hey, listen, good to chat as always. We'll talk next week.
Cheers, mate. Talk to you then.